This episode is brought to you by Pause, Breathe, Reflect, the app that can help bring more mindfulness to your everyday moments. Imagine what would be possible if more people could live more mindfully. Hey there, it's Michael. Welcome to the Kintsugi Podcast, a show for perfectly imperfect people everywhere. Well, back in the 1920s here in the States, there was an ad exec named Fred Bernard. You probably don't know his name, but you know the phrase he coined. It's pretty famous. And as a kid from Rochester, New York, a home of Kodak, I love it. He said, "A picture is worth a thousand words." And when he put it in print, he said it was an ancient Chinese proverb. But here's the thing, that part of it, not true. He was simply trying to give the saying a little bit more weight, some greater cultural significance, which it didn't need. He was trying to gild the lily, if you will. So that part, not true. But it is true. A picture is worth a thousand words. Now we can go back into history and find other people who said something similar, like Da Vinci. He once said, "A poet would be overcome by sleep and hunger, be able to better describe with words what a painter is able to depict in an instant." And Napoleon said, "A good sketch is better than a long speech." So Napoleon might be, to all the corporate warriors out there, the very first presentation coach. All those folks out there trying to do PowerPoint, let's be honest. In corporate life, as corporate warriors, we have a lot of different communication tools, vehicles, if you will. And we're not very good at using them, including PowerPoint. We have too many words on those slides and not enough pictures to tell a better story. So in 2025, if you dance with PowerPoint, take a page out of Napoleon's playbook. A good sketch is better than a long speech to tell a better story. Now, why do I share all this with you? Well, as we finish up the year and flip into the new one, I like to, as I do, pause, breathe, and reflect on the year. And one way I do that is by looking at my phone, specifically my camera roll. I want to see what photos I took, what videos I recorded throughout the year. Now, as I look through them, a lot of them are high point stories, high point moments, moments when I'm with my family or my dad or friends or community members within our Pause, Breathe, Reflect community, or I'm out cycling or at a concert. Like those really great moments that are the highlight reel of our lives that we post on Instagram and Facebook or LinkedIn or wherever you happen to post. Now, my camera roll also has a lot of screenshots that I have no idea why I took so many and why they're still on my phone, but I have since deleted most of them. I have also far too many blooper videos of me trying to record content and just screwing up. I'm sure your phone probably has some of that as well. But one thing I notice about my camera roll, it doesn't have any of those no mud, no lotus moments, those muddy, difficult moments filled with a lot of different emotions that we might seem to think are unpleasant or unwanted. Sorrow, grief, those moments where we felt pain, like when we lost our dog this year, or different setbacks with our health or professionally, those moments. We don't capture those moments. We don't put those into our camera roll, and we don't certainly post those for everyone to see. But those moments, those pictures, if you will, do make up our year. They tell our story. Now, one of the things I love about this time of year is that a lot of places, I recorded a whole episode around Spotify and the Spotify Wrap, basically around attention, but other places do a year in review. And the New York Times does a year in review using photos. And it's been one heck of a year. Now, their photos are much more comprehensive, greater range as far as topics and also emotions than my camera roll and probably yours. So it tells a better story. Now, it doesn't tell the full story because what's in that year in review is through the lens of the editors at the New York Times. So there is some little t truth, but maybe not the full truth to what they shared. But in it, there was a range again in topics.
obviously this year being a political year, you had a lot of political photos, a lot of political pictures, from the moment where President-elect got shot to that debate with President Biden that caused quite a kerfuffle, to that just an adorable image, regardless of your political bent. At least I hope this is the case. You can agree that this photo is priceless. It's adorable. It's that moment when Vice President Harris's grandniece was looking up at her as she was accepting her nomination from the Democratic Party. I believe her niece's name is Amara. I hope I got that right. But that photo is just adorable. It says so much. And as Fred said back in his day, before the whole ancient Chinese proverb thing, a picture is worth a thousand words, and maybe even more. Mother Earth was also in the news. We had natural disasters like fire, hurricanes, flooding. Remember the flooding in North Carolina? We also had man-made disasters like the Key Bridge coming down in Baltimore's harbor. It was also a big year in sports. Remember, this year was an Olympic year in Paris. So the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat, Simone Biles, Katie Ledecky, just some great memories. But we also had some really painful memories. Athletes who have trained their whole lives for this one moment and they failed to get the medal that they wanted. We also saw on college campuses a lot of protests, which brought forth a lot of different perspectives. So we saw the horrors of war in Gaza and Ukraine. So the New York Times Year in Review, a much more comprehensive view of the year than just my little old camera roll. Here's the thing. These moments, these pictures, tell our story. And there's a poem that I love that I often reflect on as we finish the year. It's actually one poem, and I love poetry. It's one poem I have by my desk because I read it often throughout the year. It's by Rumi. Called The Guest House. You might know it, but I'll share it with you. It reads like this. This being human is a guest house, or maybe in today's terms, an Airbnb. This being human is a guest house. Every morning, a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness, some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. He'll treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight, the dark thought, the shame, the malice. Meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. Welcome and entertain them all. Meet them at the door laughing. In this field of self-help and self-development over the last, say, 10, 20 years, I think we've gotten a lot more wrong than we've gotten right. Be honest, we've spent billions as people try to pursue happiness. That pursuit of happiness, right? As Jefferson wrote. And I think very little of it has gained traction because of our approach. We try to fill our lives with all these high point stories and we cling on to them. We desperately want them to last forever, but each moment, each picture, even though it's worth a thousand words, is transient. Those moments too shall fade. This moment too shall pass. And those really tough, muddy moments that can lead to that beautiful lotus flower, we try to push them away. We try to deny them, ignore them. But they're also part of our story. We practice mindfulness, and I think we also have gotten mindfulness a little bit wrong as well. We've gotten a lot of it right. More people are practicing, which is great. But here's the thing with our practice here, Pause, Breathe, Reflect, in association with our podcast, Kintsugi. That reflect piece is key. So yes, we hit pause, we stop our flow for a bit, we take a few deep breaths, and in that moment of reflection, we see what's here. We see our moments, we see our pictures, our images, our videos, so then we can meet them fully at the door, laughing, inviting them all in. Because we don't know which moment is leading to our growth. When we cling to just the high point moments on our camera reel or push the unpleasant moments away, we actually deny our happiness. The key to happiness is opening ourselves up like a guest house. This being human is a guest house. We open ourselves up. That's the point of reflection. So we meditate not to get calm all the time. We meditate not to address our headspace because sometimes we want to tap into our body. We want to tap into our heart. We meditate not to get 10% happier because sometimes we just want to be sad. We need to grieve. So we meditate for a whole bunch of reasons, not just the happy reasons, not the happy outcomes. Those are certainly part of it, but we meditate to get better, not at meditating, but to get better at life. That's why we practice mindfulness, to create moments of space, moments of reflection. Because when we do that, we can see all of our moments. We can see that image, that picture, and the thousands of words that are attached to each one of those, and how they tell our story completely for the full year. And we get to write our story. That's the cool thing about life. No one else has the power of the pen over us. We can write our own story. We can put down the copy, we can put down the text, but we can also capture these moments. We can capture the pictures that make up our one, to pull from another poet, Mary Oliver, that make up our one wild and precious life. So my encouragement to you as you head into 2025 is look back on your camera roll of 2024. What do you see? Is it far ranging? Does it capture a lot of different emotions? And depending on what you see, now you can step into 2025. You can set your intentions on how you want to show up if you want to create more space to pause, breathe, reflect, and capture more pictures of the year. Mindfulness, in a lot of ways, is about paying attention to our moments. And when we can welcome all of our moments, all of those pictures, all of those videos, if we can meet them at the door laughing, we get that much closer to living a happier life, however you might define it. So yes, a picture is worth 1,000 words or more, and it's not an ancient Chinese proverb, but it is the key to putting a good ripple into the world, and that's what we do. As always, thanks for giving your attention to the Kintsugi podcast this week. I appreciate you. I am grateful for you, and I hope you'll stay with us as we head into 2025 and we capture a whole bunch of pictures, a whole bunch of video, a whole bunch of moments that create this wonderful story for you, for us, for everyone. A story that basically says that small ripples matter. Mindfulness matters. It gives us a moment to pay attention to our lives. We can stand at the door and welcome everyone in. And that sounds like a great plan to me. I hope for you, it sounds like a great plan as well. So I love you, I appreciate you. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to reconnecting with you next week. And until then, let's celebrate our scars as golden symbols of our strength and resilience.
This episode is brought to you by Pause, Breathe, Reflect, the app that can help bring more mindfulness to your everyday moments. Imagine what would be possible if more people could live more mindfully.